Jesus. So it's now, I don't know, 12:30. And I always try and drink the value out of these experiences, mental though they are. So I'm now walking the 4 miles. From Reigate to my house, due to my own idiocy. And currently, I'm walking through the golf course on the main road. It's a completely clear sky. Glacial sky. Pure moonlight, and it's very fucking cold. But I'm walking down the road, and it's got that mad, luminous, twilight, hallucinogenic feeling to it. I've got another 2 miles to go, I think, on foot. Left my wallet in London, which contains my keys to the bike, my cash point card, my driving license, etc., etc. So I'm a tit. Rachel's gone to bed, don't blame her, and I have no choice but to continue walking. And it's given me time to reflect on a few things. I did have a rant earlier about a number of things, about lifestyle, about how some of us spend our lives, our social lives, our technological lives, and it may have come across a little bit, you know, pompous, or a bit holier than thou. I didn't mean that at all. I just think it's important to question this stuff, to take a step back, feel our lives running through our bodies, the connections we have with people. Not always pieces of kit, consumer output, you know, whether that's a strip club or a laptop or an iPad or a piece of content, whatever it is, you know, I'm really trying to strip it right back to the minimum. Try and see how information is travelling faster these days. Try and see how the way we consume it is changing. But understand how the value of a piece of content or an end product of consumerism is still valuable based on quite old criteria, you know? So it may be me having a moment, but I feel privileged that I can experience this kind of insight and not be swept up in the mass of information overload. And I do feel that I'm allowed to voice that opinion. I do feel that social media is not a one-way system. It is a debating platform. If it is not a debating platform, then it's pretty worthless, I think. Anyway, I'm now going down into a really hairy, spooky, Fangorn Forest, Lord of the Rings type experience. So if I get waylaid by orcs on the way down, this is Dave, Buddha Magnet, signing off. Bye-bye.